For years, at least two Lansing establishments have offered their patrons a very specialized service, the chance to watch naked people dance. Last weekend, the city picked up another. Last Saturday night at Spiral in Old Town, three men and a woman, all wearing nothing, or at least nothing resembling clothes, performed for Spiral customers. Another performance is scheduled for Saturday night. Here to talk about the development and what went into this decision is Dan Young, General Manager of Spiral in Old Town Lansing. Hi, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
I can't think of a better way to remove all of the spice from this segment than to mention a legal ruling, but alas, a legal ruling figures into this. Can you explain what happened?
Well, it actually happened on accident. We were evaluating, doing some training courses for individuals in our building. There's a fetish community that actually wanted to do some purposeful training for sexual stimulation. So it could be from bondage to fire cupping or something like that. So we wanted to make sure we weren't violating any rules just by having them doing training courses. So we had them come in and talk to a couple individuals, and they said, well, actually, the law was rescinded because of a federal court ruling, and there was two specific laws that were rescinded from the state of Michigan. One was to prohibit nudity, and one was to prohibit sexual acts or simulated sexual acts.
So that changed the landscape. When did that come down?
They said it was late last year that it actually was in the process of going through, and then it went into effect, I think, the early part of this year, and we just found out literally within a month. So,
well, can you clarify for us what's been legal up to this point? I mean, how much nudity has been legal?
Sure. The primary law has stipulated through the Michigan Department, MLCC, Michigan License
Liquor Control Commission.
Yeah, thank you. Basically saying that if you were permitted through them, you could do topless while serving liquor. So you could have topless dancing while serving liquor. If you choose to not serve liquor, there was a different ordinance where you could do full nudity. So the difference would be like the Deja Vu, where it has full nudity but does not serve liquor, and then Omar's, where it served liquor and allowed topless entertainment.
Okay.
So the MLCC actually governed the liquor establishments to say, you know, by permit only, you could do topless entertainment. So we went for a topless bar license, and we said, well, you know, this is the first time that we've ever had a topless bar license was this year. And we did it just because it didn't cost anything and it was part of the application form. We said, well, you know, might as well have it just to have it. And we started doing burlesque shows, and traditionally in burlesque, there would be topless, you know, entertainment during
right,
those.
So. Right. So has the law impacted Omar's and Deja Vu as
it,
well then?
It should impact any establishment that serves liquor. I mean, there's still apparently some local ordinances that will govern that, but with the Supreme Court ruling, we're not sure to what extent the locals will be able to dictate on those establishments what they'll be able to do. So.
And what did you and the others at Spiral take into consideration before you decided to go ahead with this?
Well, it was definitely by customer demand. You know, we don't, you know, from a standpoint of what we're trying to establish is to know what is best for our customers. We would not want to do something that would make anybody uncomfortable. And there is quite a demand for nudity, and, you know, especially male nudity, because from the perspective of where we see here, most knights in the Lansing area tend to be female. So, of course, we do both male and female individuals. We did have a demand specifically for that. So.
And did you, what, you got the green light basically from the, what, the city attorney or the city administration?
Well, what we did was I contacted the Michigan Licensed Beverage Association, talked to them about the ruling and everything. And then we talked to MLCC and asked them if this was correct and confirmed, and they were able to look online, and that was confirmed that it was rescinded. So I did actually call the city clerk's office and said, is there a difference in licensing between nudity at this establishment versus this establishment? And they said, no, it's this specific license. And at that point, we already had that license, so it didn't. So, right now, there's no ordinance that's really sets it. There may be in the future, but there's just not right now.
We're talking with Dan Young, general manager of Spiral in Old Town Lansing, which began offering fully nude dancing last Saturday night, and another performance is scheduled for tomorrow night. So take us to the club floor last Saturday night when people in there all together started to perform. What was the response?
Well, it was our 15th anniversary party, so it was actually quite busy for that specifically. And we did make the announcement that was going to happen, and so it was quite a surprise for most people. So even people coming in were specifically looking for it.
That was my next question. Is like, were customers aware that they would be seeing completely naked people last year?
Yes. Yep. So it was very brief. It was more or less just to kind of bring the whole nudity into it. We didn't want to do it for a very long period of time. We wanted to establish it and making known that we were going to do that. We will have a designated night in the future, and it'll be very much advertised and aware that this is what's going to happen this night. So the people who don't want to see that don't have to come out. The people who do can come out. So it'll be very well advertised to make sure that people are very comfortable.
Will the full nudity be longer than it was here the first night?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now you've already had what you call a stripper night.
Correct.
I know that, but that was just topless.
Well,
is that how that works?
Right, and even then, our topless license was really relatively new, so it only has been topless for a few months.
What has been the response to this? Have you gotten a lot of flack?
We haven't gotten any flack. I mean, we're always going to have some individuals who are opinionated that will say to the negative. I mean, that's always going to happen. But I've only seen, like, even just reading the articles on different websites and everything, just one person that I saw was very, very negative. Most people have been praising us, saying, way to be a trendsetter, or way to, really establish some, new services that are, kind of been existing.
New entertainment options.
Sure, yeah. I mean, nudity is not new, and there's been nudity all around Lansing. We just now can do it when we serve alcohol.
Three men and one woman?
That's correct.
That was the deal?
Yeah, that's what we had inside her.
Spiral's got a loyal gay male clientele. Is it accurate that people perceive Spiral in that way, or is your clientele changing?
Our clientele is changing, and I think that it was partly from my, when I took over. I really want to be a diversified club. I don't want to really cater specifically towards one segment. I mean, I don't want to go away from the gay male, because that's what established that was a gay bar. But I want people to realize that whether you be gay, straight, bi, transgender, as long as you're friendly, we don't care who you are, mm-hmm. Come out and enjoy it. I mean, that's the point of, I think, diversity and kind of where we're headed in that realm is really just, the people who really don't have an opinion or really don't care about that sort of thing, mm-hmm. Come out and have a good time.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been the manager there?
2 years December will be for me.
Do you like managing Spiral in particular, or would you be content to with a similar role at another establishment?
Spiral is a gem in Lansing. It is an amazing, amazing location. I mean, from a unique standpoint of just the architecture and everything. So, and the people are just amazing. So,
so you're pretty content at that? Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, I love that bar. I mean, it's beautiful.
We shouldn't expect to see you at Leo's Lodge anytime soon.
No, I have other obligations that I must do.
Well, Dan Young, it's been very interesting to hear about this. Dan Young is the general manager of Spiral in Old Town Lansing. Thanks very much.